Now it's Friday, and that means it's time for a Friday Focus. Penny Faree is in the house on the microphone, and happy Friday, Penny.
Yeah, good morning, Dave, Mike, and good morning to all our listeners. We begin with our lead story, which has sent shockwaves across the entire North Coast community. Seven members of the same family have been killed after being abducted from their home in Newtown, Newark, about an hour north of Durban on Tuesday night. Police say armed suspects broke into the house, tied the victims with rope, and forced all seven into the family's own vehicle. The youngest victim was 23 years old, the oldest 83. The suspects drove the family 200 kilometers to Melmoth, a town deep in Zululand, far from the north coast. There, three were shot dead and four were stabbed. A young woman among the victims was allegedly raped multiple times. Banking details were taken from three of the victims and money was transferred from their accounts that same night. Police say one of the suspects was employed by the family. The alarm was only raised the following morning when a domestic worker arrived and found the house broken into and the family gone. A joint police operation was immediately activated. Investigations led police to the Sumduli area just outside Kwadukuza, where the suspects were arrested close to home. A firearm and 11 cell phones were recovered. The suspects that then led the police to the bodies. Three men, aged 21, 26, and 28, are going to be appearing in the Kwadukuza Magistrates Court today, charged with kidnapping, murder, rape, and armed robbery. And Kwadukuza Municipality suspended Municipal Manager Nhlanhla Mdakana has suffered a third court defeat in his bid to halt disciplinary proceedings against him. Friday Focus has learned that Mdakana, together with suspended executive directors Pamela Mtaka and Thembelin Khumalo, brought an urgent application before the Durban High Court on Wednesday. The matter was struck off the roll with costs ordered against the applicants. It is the third time the trio has failed in court since being placed on precautionary suspension in February, following a Section 106 forensic investigation by the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Cooperative Governance into allegations of maladministration, fraud, corruption, and systematic government failures inside the municipality. All three remain on precautionary suspension. The Labour Court struck their first application from the roll in March due to defects in their papers. A second Labour Court application was dismissed for failing to demonstrate urgency, with costs being awarded against them. With three court defeats behind them, disciplinary proceedings are now expected to commence. And with local government elections due before the end of January next year, the Electoral Commission has confirmed that South Africans can register to vote online right now, update their address details, or verify their registration status through the IEC's portal at registertovote.elections.org.za. In the 2026 municipal elections, you'll vote where you are registered. If you have moved and not updated your address, you will vote in the wrong ward, or potentially not at all. An in-person registration weekend remains confirmed for the 20th and 21st of June for those who cannot register online. The political backdrop here on the North Coast matters. The ANC lost its outright majority in Kwadukuza in the 2021 local government elections, winning 29 of the 59 council seats. It has governed through coalition support in the last 5 years. The party's branch general meeting for candidate selection for 2026 officially began on the 1st of April. Mayoral candidates are expected to be announced by June. And South African motorists are being warned to brace for another fuel price increase when the next adjustment is announced on Wednesday, the 6th of May. This month, petrol rose by 3 rand and 6 cents per litre and diesel by 7 rand and 37 cents in what the Automobile Association describes as a record adjustment. AA Chief Executive Bobby Ramangwede says the increases are being driven by the conflict between the United States and Iran, which has disrupted global oil supply. But he says South Africa's deeper problem is its limited refining capacity. The country imports refined fuel at elevated global prices, and until that changes, consumers remain exposed. The Central Energy Fund's latest data points to a further petrol increase at around 2 rand 35 cents per litre in May, with diesel projected to rise by around 7 rand. Those figures remain subject to change. The critical unknown is whether Treasury will extend the 3 Rand per litre levy relief that softened April's blow. If it does not, both figures climb significantly higher. For North Coast residents, the knock-on has already been felt beyond the pump. When diesel rises, so does the cost of moving food, goods, and agricultural produce, and those increases find their way onto shop shelves within weeks. And that is Friday Focus for the 24th of April, but the North Coast stories do not stop here. This week on the Uncensored podcast, a development that has divided Ballita. The square is a proposed 6-story building in the heart of Ballita Village that drew more than 300 formal objections from residents. I sat down with the developer to hear his case directly. That interview is out today. And coming on Tuesday, what is actually in the air on the North Coast? Communities Against Pollution have spent 3 years measuring air quality readings along this coastline. The findings released as a podcast will be shared on Tuesday. What the reveal matters for every family living here. Find both episodes on the Life and Style 88 FM website, Keeping the North Coast Accountable. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Thank you, Penny. That was Friday Focus. We're getting it here on 88 FM and back to the music with Goldfish.